Today's Here's a Thought topic is about what I hope to accomplish with these thoughts. And I feel a little motivated to talk about this because one of the criticisms I have about a lot of workshop instructors is that their basic premise is essentially to persuade you and motivate you and teach you how to do the same kind of photography that the instructor does. And sometimes that's true. The instructor has a technique that you want to learn so that you can use that technique in your own photography. So you go to the workshop or you watch the YouTube video, and essentially you're training yourself how to become a little bit of a clone. And I'm not sure the world needs more clones, particularly in photography. What we need is more innovation, more creativity, more independence, more self-inspiration. So when I post these Here's a Thought comments every day, I don't do so because I'm trying to sell you anything or persuade you to do or approach photography in the creative life the way I do. You might not. That's immaterial. The purpose, well, my purpose for recording these Here's a Thoughts and posting them every day is simply to get you to think. And with that in mind, I'm perfectly happy if what you hear me say you disagree with and you want to go in the other direction, the opposite direction, or you have your own way of thinking about it that serves you way better than my thoughts. That's just fine with me. The birth of Here's a Thought actually came from Vladimir Horowitz. You've probably heard me relate this anecdote before, but someone asked Horowitz if he practiced every day. And he said, yes, I practice every day, because if I don't practice one day, I know the difference. If I don't practice 2 days in a row, my wife hears the difference. And if I don't practice 3 days in a row, everybody hears the difference. And I find great motivation in that anecdote, because photography is something that we can easily put off, put the camera in the closet, pull it out on vacation days, and try to go do something with our art life. But I believe Horowitz. I believe if we're photographers and we're not doing something every day, it'll show up in our artwork. Now, that does not mean that every day we have to head out with our camera and make pictures. That does not mean that every day we have to make a print or cut a mat or hang something on the wall or publish something on our website. Because a lot of photography, at least today's technology, is about decisions that we make along the way to creating a print or an image, less about the execution of craft, because that's gotten easier and easier as time has gone on. But the decisions that we have to make, that's a mental thing. And so thinking about photography every day is what my objective is with these Here's a Thought commentaries. If I can provide a vehicle for you to think about photography a little bit every day while you're having that morning cup of coffee or on your commute or on the treadmill at the gym or in front of your desk looking at your images in Lightroom, if I can get you thinking about photography every day, I've achieved my purpose with these Here's a Thought commentaries. Not to get you to agree with me, because that's probably the least important thing you could do for your own photography, is learn something from someone else. My way of doing photography and thinking about the art life works for me, but it may not work at all for you. And so when I bring up these various topics, my hope is that it causes you to think about how you are conducting your art life and whether or not you agree or disagree with my thoughts about it are immaterial. That you are thinking photographically, creatively, about your art life every day. That's what's important to me. That's what counts. And if I receive an email that says, I agree with you 100%, I feel happy. If I receive an email that says, I disagree with you 100%, I feel happy. And I just wanted to bring that up so that we're all perfectly clear about what these daily snippets are all about. They're not about convincing you. They're about getting you to think about how you feel about these various topics. Ultimately, I think making art is all about the process of learning how we feel about what we want to produce. And if a thought from an outside stimulus like these little audios can help, then hooray, I feel like I've accomplished something.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.